All right, one question that comes up among the Mefarshim is, why is it that we don't do two counts each night with Sfiras HaOmer from Sveika Dioma? You're all familiar with the idea when it comes to Yontiv, so we have two Sidarim on Pesach, we celebrate 2 days Yontiv on Pesach, even though it's just one day in the Torah, because it's Sveika Dioma, meaning at one time they weren't sure which is the correct day, the Shluchim didn't get to that location, even though now we have a Luach, now we have a Luach we know, but Chazal teach us Minag Avotechem B'Yadechem, you have to observe the Minag you had. So once we're observing a Minag like this, to do Sveika Dioma, so on the second day of Pesach, that night, we should count twice. We should say today is Yom Echad Omer or Yom Shnei Yamin Omer, because it's Sveika Dioma. So why don't we do that? So this question is raised by the Baal HaMaor at the end of Masechet Pesachim, and the Ran quotes it. So the Baal HaMaor says that if we were to do that two counts each night, when we get to Shavuos, so it would be Leil Yontiv, and we'd say Hayom Tisha B'Yar B'Yim Yom. Shavuos is on the 50th day of Sfira, but we'd be saying today is the 49th of Sfira. It would like be Mizalzel in the Kedusha of Yontiv. It would undercut our appreciation of Yontiv. It would be saying yeah, it's Yontiv, but it's not Yontiv. So we don't do it. That's what the Baal HaMaor says. So there's a famous Devar Avram, that's the Avram Duber Kahana Shapiro. He was the Kavna Rav. He had a different answer. He said it's based on the Gemara Bava Metzias. So it talks about if you're counting Maaser Behema, you have put the animals in a pen and you're required to give a tithe, 1/10 of your animals each year to bring as a korban, as a sacrifice. So 1, 2, you count 1, 2, 3, then you get to 10, you mark the animal. So the Mishnah Masechet Bechorot says if one animal that you had counted left and jumped back in, and now you don't know which animal it is, so you can't have a Maaser Behema from that group. Because Maaser Vadai Amar Rahman, Asiri Vadai below Asiri Safek. It has to be Asiri Vadai. The Asiri has to be a Vadai, not a Safek. So the Devar Avram takes it. It's not just by Maaser Behema. Anytime I have a count, it has to be a count with certainty. So if I'm not certain what the count is, it's not called a count. So if I do Sveika Dioma, that's not called a count. That's what the Devar Avram says. And he's talking about, his question is, let's say I'm in a place and I don't know the right day. I know it's like the third or the fourth day and I'm on Goyim. Should I count? So he wants to say initially, not, because it has to be a Vada count. So so Rav Schechter brings down, and he has a piece on this in the Nefesh HaRav, Mipnini HaRav, and there's Torah from Rav Schechter on the Haggadah. The back has a piece on Sfiras HaOmer. So he says that the Rav discussed this with the Devar Avram. The Rav had a relationship with the Devar Avram. The Devar Avram wrote a Haskama for the Rav, this beautiful Haskama that he said, like before the Rav came to America in 1932. So the Devar Avram wrote this beautiful Haskama for him. So the Rav had a discussion with him, and he said that he didn't think that made sense what the Devar Avram was saying. He said, the way you have it, so it means that before they had the Luach, that all the Amorayim didn't count Sfiras HaOmer because they didn't know what day it was, so it's Safek, so they didn't count. We don't see anywhere in the Gemara where the Gemara mentions that at all. So he didn't think that was Mistaber. And the emes is that the Devar Avram himself, at the end of his tshuva, he's chozer from it. He says, since I see to the Baal HaMaor, and the Ran quotes him, and they gave that reason, it sounds like that in Hachinami, that even though it's a Safek, you would count that way. But the Rav had his own answer to this question. Again, the question is, why don't I count Sfira Omer each night with Sveika Dioma? So the Rav's answer was that when we talk about Sveika Dioma, that refers to dinim that relate directly to the Yontiv. In other words, Kiddush, Isra Malacha, Habdallah, then I say Sveika Dioma. Yeah, I have to do it, Sveika Dioma. But this Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that just coincides with the Yontiv. It's not a din in the Yontiv, it's just a mitzvah that coincides with the Yontiv. So then I don't say a din in Sveika Dioma by the Sfiras HaOmer. So with this, the Rav wanted to explain or connect it to a halacha that relates to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, so we say in our Musaf, Musfe Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. In other words, that we're in the Musafim, the plural, the additional korbanot of today. So there's a Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, and what's the other Musaf? Rosh Chodesh. So Musfe. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo. The Kolbo says, so the Mechaber Paskins, we say both days Musfe, the same, the Zelbazach. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo. The Kolbo says not. The Kolbo says the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you say Musfe. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, you just say Musaf. meaning that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to mention Rosh Chodesh as well. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, only the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Why? So one is working with the idea of Sfeikat Yoma, one is the 20th din in Rosh Chodesh. In other words, with Rosh Chodesh, so there we know, like Chazal teach us, Mimot Ezra Be'elach Lo Matzina Le'el Mubar. We never saw that Elul had 30 days from the time of Ezra going forward. So we know Elul is only 29 days. So in terms of the din in Rosh Chodesh, so that's one day. But the din is Sveikat Yoma, the Chamer goes there that anytime I have a Yantav, I have Sveikat Yoma. So he says that Reb Chaim, that his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, did it that way. Reb Chaim, on the first day of Yantav, he said Musfei, and the second day he said Musaf. That's also where you see a difference between whether something's a din in the Yantav or something extraneous to it. And then one other halacha, the Rav, connected to it, is a machloket amarayim about Chadash. Chadash, you know, is when are you allowed to have the new crop. In other words, so they brought the Omer on the second day of Pesach. So that's the 16th of Nisan. So what about in Chutz La'aretz? When are you allowed to have Chadash? So we hold in the Chutz La'aretz, you wait an additional day, because Sveikat Yoma. But there's Machloket Amarayim, what to do in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rav wanted to say, that gufa is what the Machloket's about. In other words, do I say it didn't Sveikat Yoma if it's a halakha that doesn't relate to the Kedushas Yantiv? So if I say that this is like a halacha that's extraneous to the Yantiv, it just coincides with the Yantiv, then it would make sense that I would just do it like they do in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so that's some of the halachot with the Sveikat Yoma with Tzvir Somer. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts?
One comment, that's why they know Rosh Chodesh Tzukim.
Say again, what? What?
That's why they know Rosh Chodesh Tzukim, and it's the reason why we don't bench Rosh Chodesh. Because if you bench Rosh Chodesh, what are you going to say? Rosh Chodesh will only be on the first day, so it'll be a zilzul the second day.
All right.
This is not mine.
All right. All right. I should add on. The Magen Avraham says, why do we mention? We actually mention Rosh Chodesh both days. So the Magen Avraham says, as far like Dr. Shippen is saying, that if we would just mention Rosh Chodesh one day, it would lead to a zilzul in Yantiv. People would say, oh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Yantiv, or whatever. Okay, that's it. Rabbi Chanani Mekashmar. All right, Rabbi Chanani Mekashmar is Baruch Hashem, Kodesh, Yelfi, 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 Yelfi,